Praise the Lord. Message number 242. The title of the message, The Perfect Heart. The Perfect Heart. The Bible speaks much about the heart of man. And one of the types of the heart that the Bible stresses on and emphasizes is the perfect heart. God had called us to walk before Him in a perfect heart. A perfect heart is what God is looking for in the heart of man, in my heart, and in your heart. The scriptures that we have in the Bible help us to figure out the perfect heart and what the Lord means. When we read in the Bible the word perfect heart. Before we go to the scripture, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us with humility and wisdom. Let us humble before Him in a prayer and be willing to be changed and transformed so the Lord we change our heart to a perfect heart. Oh God, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent to your church on time to lead us in the way of righteousness, in the way of righteousness, to direct us to do things according to your will and to your plan. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people, and not my lips, and put words and statements to encourage your people. I pray for more souls to come near to you, more servants of yours to have a perfect heart, to serve you with a pure heart, with a good and perfect motive, and according to your will. God, I pray for deliverance, I pray for healing, I pray for hope and trust in you and willingness to live by faith and do the very things that you ask of each and every one of us to do. I pray that you will speak in a special and specific way in each and every one so that the need will be met, questions will be answered, people get relieved and live in the joy of yours to serve you wholeheartedly. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the examples that we will tackle about the perfect heart is when David was in Hebron and after the death of Saul, and the men of Israel, of the leaders of different tribes, and under them were a large number of people. They came to Hebron to meet David, and they were planning to make him a king over Israel. They were, you know, determined to come to turn the kingdom of Israel from the house of Saul to David. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12, and you can read from verse 23 to verse 40 about the details of the leaders who came from all the tribes of Israel, even the Levites, and how they came with the initiative from their heart to make David a king over Israel. And in verse 38 we can read that all these men of war that could keep running came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. You see here, perfect heart and one heart. And in verse also 33, they were not of double heart. God want us of one heart, perfect heart, and large number so that the work of God will be accomplished, the great work of the Lord will be achieved when we will have a perfect heart. Perfect heart here is that there is no wrong motive, there is no personal agenda. People, they are wholeheartedly coming to serve the Lord. Wholeheartedly they are seeing the moving of the Holy Spirit and agreeing with the plan of God and with the will of God. Indeed, David was anointed as king, and David served God's purpose in his own generation, and time will come that he need to hand over the kingdom to the next generation, and with the good plan of building the temple of the Lord. And the Lord showed to David that his son Solomon will be the one, the king after him, and he will be the one to build the temple. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 5 to 9 you can read some the beautiful things about how David was speaking to the congregation. And in verse 9, David spoke to his son, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." David commissioned his son Solomon to serve God with a perfect heart, to seek him and to follow him wholeheartedly in the same way. God wants you to serve him with a perfect heart. Solomon was chosen to build the temple of God in the same way. You are chosen. Church ministry cannot be accomplished properly unless you serve God with a perfect heart. The scripture helps us to grasp what is a perfect heart all about. Furthermore, during that wonderful meeting that David met the leaders and the Israelite and commissioned his son to be the king under the direction of the Lord, and commissioned him to have a perfect heart. Also, the David responded to them that he had gathered much from his own possession and from what all he had collected from battles and victories, material things, he prepared to build the temple of the Lord. And he challenged the Israelites, the leaders of the Israelites, to give to the Lord wholeheartedly. And they did well. They give well. They give much. And they were responding to the challenge of the Lord. And, you know, say that in verse 9. Then, you know, when the people saw their leaders, they were giving with a perfect heart, they rejoiced. In verse 9, they say, in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9, they say, "Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with a great joy." You see, when we give with a perfect heart. Perfect heart will enable us to give willingly to the Lord. And perfect heart also will bring rejoicing and joy into our heart as we give, not with a compulsion, not graciously, but with a cheerfulness. God loves a cheerful giver. And we need to give to the Lord with a perfect heart. How we give? We need to work it out to have a perfect heart so that we can give cheerfully unto the Lord. And more than that, this meeting, and as we also read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, further verse 10 to verse, you know, to verse 19, David prayed and thanked the Lord for all that he had given them, and he thanked the Lord for all the people who gave to God, and he chronicled a prayer when he prayed for his son in verse 19, and he asked the Lord, and give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision. David prayed to the Lord and thank him for all that he gave them, and for all that they were able to give to build the temple. He also prayed to God to give his son Solomon a perfect heart to keep God's commandments, testimonies, statutes, and to do all things needed to build the house of the Lord, to build the church of God. I pray, and I pray for all of you who listen, my spiritual children, to have a perfect heart so that you will work, we will work together to build the church of God. We need to pray. I encourage you to pray for all the workers under your care. And we need to pray for our children, our disciples, that the Lord shall give them a perfect heart to follow God, obey His word, doing His will, and finishing His work. The Lord truly answered the prayer of David for Solomon and gave him a perfect heart. And truly, you know, and Solomon completed the temple, and in the day of his dedication, Solomon kneeled down and prayed, and he thanked the Lord, and he dedicated the temple, and in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 54 to verse 61, he ended up his prayer with a word of admonishing to the people who were there to listen, were listening and agreeing with his prayer. Verse 61, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61. What King Solomon said, let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. He admonished the people as his father commissioned him to have a perfect heart. He commissioned the people to have a perfect heart. And we can learn more about perfect heart from the life of Solomon. And we know that Solomon, the latter part of his life, did not have a perfect heart before the Lord. This is a painful part of the message, but that is important to know, to expand the word of God, so that what fail you to have a perfect heart before the Lord, you may come to know the reason, that you repent and turn to God in repentance and walk before Him once again in a perfect heart. Certain worldly pleasures and flesh desire may make your heart not perfect before the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 11, and we will read verse 1 to 4, say, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations, concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after other gods, after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of father of David his father. What made his heart not perfect? His wives, the wealth, the material things change his heart. The same way your friends, the more friends you have, the more you're with them, believer, you will be like Solomon. You will lose your wisdom and your heart will become unperfect, and you start to do nonsense and silly things and naughty things and fail the Lord. Will you not repent this very day and come back to him? Cut all your friends and connections and wrongdoing and come to the Lord wholeheartedly and surrender your life and your will unto him. Do not be overwhelmed with much wickedness around you. Still, you need to do your part, and you can do it, and you can bring the changes that the Lord required of you. Your perfect heart with the Lord will achieve that for the Lord. We learn from the life of King Asa, 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 14. We can read and learn about King Asa. And Asa did what which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made, and also Maacah his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook of Kidron, but the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect before the Lord his God. How did the heart of Asa become perfect? He removed all the idols. He did not give credit even to his mother with her idol and false teaching. He rebuked her and he removed her from the position of being a queen. We need to have to be bold to say no to sin and not to compromise and not to condone his mother and his uncle and his tita and his auntie. No way! Perfect heart should put aside people who try to corrupt us. Stand firm and raise up to serve the Lord wholeheartedly with a perfect heart to serve him. Furthermore, about the perfect heart from the life of Asa. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 16 in verse 1 to verse 9, we can read about how King Asa was challenged with an invasion from Israel, from King Baasha, and how he did not act properly, and he was reminded that the Lord required a perfect heart. He was rebuked. And certain time you need to be rebuked on the spot so that you will come back in repentance and have a perfect heart. in the 630th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought us silver and gold out of the treasuries of the houses of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon and Dan and Abel Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that, see here, we have read until verse 5. You see that when Asa give the money and he has the help of man, it work, but he behave not in a perfect heart. Then Asa, verse 7, and at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the house of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopian and the Lubims a huge horse with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. He reminded them, before, when the Ethiopian came, they were bigger and bigger army, but you rely on God, and God delivered them into your hand. Verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. He rebuked him. He told him, God's requirement is a perfect heart. Perfect heart will bring the victory. You act foolishly, you will have trouble. And that's who you are. When you act in foolishness, not relying on God, relying on money and relationship and people, then you will have troubles in your life. Your perfect heart will bring you answers, prayers, and relief from the Lord. We will read the example of King Hezekiah, how the Bible describes his heart as a perfect heart. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, we read from verse 1 to verse 6. Saying, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He had a perfect heart, and he appeared before the Lord. How he walked before him with a perfect heart. The perfect heart of King Hezekiah was his capital before the Lord, who relieved him when he cried out unto him. In verse 4 to verse 6 we can read, and it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Hallelujah. Yes, perfect heart is needed for healing, for answer prayer, for relief, and for deliverance. Further example about perfect heart. King Jehoshaphat, when he sent the Levites to judge and to be judges to the towns and cities of Judah, we can read that in the book of Second Chronicles and chapter 19 and verse 4 to verse 11. Let's read. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. He put judges, verse 6, and said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for you judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Wherefore now, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gift. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set off the Levite and of the priest and of the chief of the fathers of Israel for the judgment of the Lord and for controversy when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord faithfully and with a perfect heart. He told them to judge faithfully and with a perfect heart, and what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren, what that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matter of the Lord. And Zebadiah, the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matter. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the law shall be with the good. Perfect heart is needed to administer justice and to take the right decision that goes along God's purpose and will. We will read further example where the scriptures speak about perfect heart in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 1 to verse 10. He speaks here about King Amaziah I read verse 1 and 2, say that Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did, verse 2 he said, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. King Amaziah did certain good things and according to God's will, like we can read verse 3 and 4. Now it came to pass when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father, but he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. He did what is right here, that's correct. But he did other things that does not go along the ways of God. And that's why the Bible describes him. Did what is right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. In verse 5 to verse 10, let's read what he did. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over 1,000 and captains over 100 according to the house. According to the houses of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin, and he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. He had also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. That's verse 6. That time Israel was divided from Judah and they were not following the system of the Lord to worship the Lord in Jerusalem. They were not following the word of God. They were not following the statutes of the Lord and His commandments. Their priests are not the Levites, but priests who are non-following the Lord. And King Amaziah, he went and hired 100,000 men from them with his own money. Verse 7, but there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee. Tell him, don't allow the Israelites, the king of Israel, the army of Israel go with you. For the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. He told them, you cannot intermingle with them. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God has power to help and to cast down. He said, but if you will not listen, you go. But God will make you fall before your enemies, even if you have hired this 100,000 people. Verse 9. Say, verse 9, and Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answers, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. See here, he come now to know about it is wrong. But he was questioning, well, how about the money that I give? You know, to them I lose the money. Verse 10, then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. So finally, although he said that, how about the money that I spend and I give them? But finally he sent them away. But the Bible describes Amaziah as a man with a non-perfect heart. Why the Bible describes him as, but not with, he did what is right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. You see here, when he come to know what he did is wrong, he did what is right He sent them back. But it seemed that he was forced to send them, not out of repentance. He was just afraid that he would fall into the battle. That was his purpose, that I don't want to lose the battle, that's why I am sending them. But he did not send them because he wanted to obey the Lord. He sent them because he only wanted not to lose the battle. And that's why most of you are like that. You are only forced to obey, not willingly, not out of repentance. You are forced to obey because you don't want to have a problem in your life, not because you fear the Lord. Even when you do what is right in the sight of God, but if you do it not with a perfect heart, it is not acceptable before the Lord. Psalm 101 and verse 1 and 2, David say, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. Will I sing? I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when will thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will not only send those men away, but I will repent. Lord, I don't want to have the victory. I want to have you in my life. That's the message of us today. Examine your heart before the Lord. The Word of God give us insight, and He'll give us wisdom. And the Lord had called you to have a perfect heart before Him. Lord, you cry out to Him, have mercy on me, I repent. Tell Him, thank you for your word that is directing me clearly into your ways. Tell Him, Lord, I come with my life into your hand to walk before you in a perfect heart. I will do what is right in your sight with a perfect heart. I will repent. Lord, cry out to Him, upon me with your grace to achieve that. Search me, O God. Cleanse me, O Lord, for wrongdoing, O God. And help me, Lord, to come before you in repentance in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I do pray for everyone who repent, who prayed from his heart, who is willing to walk before you in a perfect heart. Let your hand extend and change his life and ways, and let your grace help him to do that. Oh God, give your servant a perfect heart. Oh Lord, I want to obey wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus, I want to walk before you, O God, in a perfect way, O God. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O Lord, which time you will come to me, I will walk within my heart with a perfect heart, O God. Lord, I pray that your message had accomplished a purpose, and I thank you and I praise you. I pray for everyone who listens will have a perfect heart. I pray for our children, our disciples, our workers, our pastors, Lord. They'll have our overseas, they'll have a perfect heart in serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who are waiting for it, and make it reach those who are in need of it, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.